Subhanallah, I mean, isn't that amazing? This guy is doing the work that people didn't do. Allah bringing him in front of our eyes to show us. Right. Napoleon from the Outlaws. This guy, remember his life story was so, subhanAllah, tear-jerking.
Brother Muta.
No, he's replacing somebody that's out there who listening to the music, going to the, what's that city?
I don't know. City nights or something. City frights or something.
Yeah, city gets frightened, right? I mean, subhanAllah, being replaced, man.
10-15.
By people, man, who are way out there. And this is even a greater sign that we better wake up, man.
Right.
Yeah, listeners, better quit slipping. We better quit slipping.
I know one time during my show, I started off the show with the Fajr Salah Adhan. Because, you know, it's...
Nobody prays Fajr, right?
As Salatu Khayru Min An-Nawm. I was like, for all you cats sleeping out there, it's time to wake up. Mecca 1 is on.
Alhamdulillah. Let's move on to the fourth one. And okay. Maybe the most dangerous one.
SubhanAllah.
And that is that the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when somebody commits a sin, a dark
dot appears on the heart.
On their heart, man. So he said, تُعْرُضُ الْفِتْنَ, that this trial, and he called, in this hadith, he called sins as a trial, man. It's a fitna. This fitna will be rolled out to the hearts like waves, man. So it will not stop this rolling. Everybody will be tested with sins. Everybody. And he said, subhanAllah, the heart that accepts it, a small black dot will appear on the heart. The heart that rejects it, and this hadith is sound, related by Imam Abu Dawud al-Tirmidhi. And the heart that rejects it, a spot of nur will appear on the heart. So here's the choice now. I'm out there. I got a girlfriend, or I can go to Taraweeh. You want the darkness? You want the light. I got this dime bag with me. You want the darkness? You want the light. You gotta choose. Yeah. It's a choice. يُخْرِجُهُ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah took him from darkness to light. So the person who drinks the sin, Allah said, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ, that those people that worship the cow, their heart drunk it, the sin. This is بلاغة in Arabic. They wanted it. So, you know when somebody drinks, people drinking sins, man. So when they drink, there's an athar. And the athar is the black dot. But the one who rejects and says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah, it's the month of Ramadan. I got to get myself together, man. I got to wake up. The light appear on their heart. And he said that person will keep sinning until the heart is covered with darkness. Like a glass vase, you can't see through it or out of it. But the one who keeps repelling sins, alhamdulillah, the heart will be light, man. As Allah said, وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorated faith in فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ, in your hearts, talking to the sahaba.
So, subhanAllah, each sin, though they may be small, like even if they're getting a small black dot, it can add up to encompass the whole heart.
Yeah, and this is the next one. Go ahead, Akhi.
And it actually, it reminds me of how people smoke cigarettes. It could be one cigarette, two cigarettes a day, and next thing you know, they got black lungs and they're coughing, they're coughing up storms. Was that a demo?
And then they die.
Yeah. And then they die. And so it accumulates.
And when they die, they say, I wish I never smoked that
cigarette, that one.
That first one.
It's the first one that did it.
You know, subhanAllah, and this leads us to our last one about sins. The Salaf al-Salih, they used to say, إِنَّ عُقُوبَةَ السَّيِّئَةِ السَّيِّئَةُ بَعْدَهَا. They used to say that indeed, the punishment of sin is that another sin will follow it. Like you were saying, the cigarette, one, two, three. And they used to say, وَإِنَّ مِنْ ثَوَابِ الْحَسَنَةِ الْحَسَنَةُ بَعْدَهَا. They used to say that, and the reward of doing good is that good will follow it. So sin leads to sin. And eventually what happens to the sinner is they do so many sins that they say, you know what, man, Allah will never forgive me. Khalas, that's it. I'm just going to die, and that's it. And that's very dangerous, man. So
it's kind of like, what also, you know, what product are you selling? Are you selling evil? Are you selling good? Are you employed by God, or are you employed by Shaitan? Because once you start doing sin, then you're like a worker of Shaitan. You're just importing out to your friends, to the people around you. You want to influence them into sin. But then if you start doing good, then hopefully Allah, you know, God will help us into being callers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, into being callers of good and enjoining people to do good instead of evil. So subhanAllah, that's a blessing that we need
to
all implement inside our lives, inshallah ta'ala. Now I think what we should, inshallah, move on to is our prayer. I know we're in the month of Ramadan and we're doing a lot of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in front of God, you know, with our prayer. and especially with the Taraweeh.
You know, in the masjid that I go to, that I don't want to mention, although probably everybody knows, you know, there's a huge percentage of people sitting on the walls during Taraweeh, even before the 8 rakats are finished. The people that pray 8 or 20, right? And most of them are people under the age of 23, man. And at the same time, in the same masjid that I go, there's like an 80-year-old man in a wheelchair who bust out 20, dude. I mean, can you imagine that? That is a bad sign, man. And they talk. They sit back there and talk. And I was told on the sister side, it's the same thing. They're over there talking about their mascara, about the new Beyonce CD, about the bling bling, about all kind of stuff over there, man. And these young sisters don't realize, man, they're the future of our ummah, man. These young brothers don't realize, man, they're the future of our ummah, man. And really, man, it's scary to see somebody cannot rein in his soul enough to force him to pray at least 8, man.
And that's pretty sad. If this is happening during the month of Ramadan, then
Shaitan ain't even around.
Yeah, imagine, you know, during when we're out of Ramadan, you know.